Let's be crystal clear. Putin killed Navalny. The recent death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny in prison has sent shockwaves around the world, sparking widespread condemnation and accusations of foul play. As the world digests the news of Navalny's tragic passing, the spotlight has once again turned to the contentious relationship between Russia and the West. Former ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul echoed President Biden's claim, pointing the finger at Vladimir Putin's regime for Navalny's death. Months earlier, when Putin was asked if he killed Navalny, this was his response. Putin denies ordering the attempted assassination of Navalny in an exclusive interview with NBC News. "Look, during my time in office I've become accustomed to attacks from all sorts of angles." Putin's denial. During his annual press conference, Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed allegations linking him to the near-fatal poisoning of his chief political adversary, Alexei Navalny, with a dismissive laugh. Putin said that if Russian operatives had truly intended to eliminate Navalny, they would have succeeded. However, in a surprising twist, Putin acknowledged that Russian intelligence had been monitoring Navalny's movements inside the country. The incident involving Navalny, a 44-year-old prominent opposition figure known for his large online following, began in August when he was poisoned with a powerful military-grade nerve agent while traveling in Siberia. Despite falling seriously ill during a commercial flight, Navalny's life was saved by the quick action of the pilot during the emergency landing and the timely response of ambulance crews upon landing. During the conference, Putin spent hours addressing reporters and blaming U.S. intelligence services, alleging their involvement in orchestrating the scandal surrounding Navalny's poisoning. He rejected the findings of an international investigative report implicating Russian intelligence services as propaganda manipulated by the United States. Referring to Navalny as this patient at the Berlin Clinic, Putin suggested that U.S. intelligence agencies were behind him, thus justifying Russian surveillance of Navalny. However, he vehemently denied any involvement or motive for poisoning Navalny, reiterating that someone else was to blame. Putin's statements at the highly publicized event underscored the Kremlin's defensive stance in the face of mounting evidence implicating the Russian state in Navalny's assassination attempt. It also underscored Putin's long-standing tactic of deflecting responsibility by implicating foreign entities, particularly the United States. Navalny responded to Putin's statements on Facebook by stating that the evidence against the Russian government was undeniable, likening Putin's comments to a tacit admission of guilt. In September, German military scientists determined that Navalny had been poisoned with a Russian-made nerve agent from the Novichok family, a conclusion corroborated by laboratories in France, Sweden, and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, an international watchdog. Alexei Navalny's poisoning marked a turning point in his political career, but the events that followed only added to the shocking narrative surrounding his case. After recovering from the poisoning, Navalny made the bold decision to return to Russia, defying the risks and imminent threat of arrest. He believed that his mission to expose corruption and fight for justice was far from over and was determined to continue his work on Russian soil. However, as soon as Navalny landed at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport on the 17th of January 2021, he was immediately detained by Russian authorities. The arrest was met with widespread condemnation, with many viewing it as a blatant attempt to silence a prominent opposition figure. Navalny's arrest sparked a wave of protests across Russia, with thousands taking to the streets to demand his release and denounce the government's actions. The authorities responded with a heavy-handed response to the demonstrations, which led to clashes between protesters and police. In a swift and controversial trial, Navalny was convicted of violating the terms of his probation for a previous case and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. The sentence was widely criticized as politically motivated, aimed at silencing Navalny and stifling dissent. Navalny was sent to the Pokrov Penal Notice Colony, a notorious prison known for its harsh conditions. His incarceration sparked international outrage, with world leaders, human rights organizations, and citizens of the Epei calling for his immediate release. In protest of the conditions and lack of medical care in prison, Navalny went on a hunger strike, putting his own health at risk. His hunger strike drew attention to the mistreatment of prisoners in Russia and intensified global scrutiny of his case. The international community responded swiftly to Navalny's arrest and imprisonment, with several countries imposing sanctions on Russian officials allegedly involved in his poisoning and subsequent persecution. These measures were intended to hold the Russian government accountable for its actions and apply pressure to the Putin regime. Throughout this ordeal, Putin and his government have consistently denied any involvement in Navalny's poisoning and dismissed the allegations as baseless. Putin has maintained that Navalny's arrest and imprisonment are purely legal matters and are not politically motivated. Despite the challenges and risks, Navalny's supporters have remained steadfast in their fight for justice. Protests continue to erupt across Russia as ordinary citizens demand accountability and an end to government repression. Navalny's team, the Anti-Corruption Foundation, has also continued its work exposing corruption and advocating for change. They are committed to continuing Navalny's mission, ensuring that his voice is not silenced, even behind bars. Vladimir Putin's journey to becoming one of the world's most powerful leaders began in the relatively humble surroundings of Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, Russia, where he was born in 1952. Raised in a working-class family, Putin experienced firsthand the hardships of post-World War II Soviet society. His father served in the Soviet Navy, instilling in Putin a sense of patriotism and discipline from an early age. After studying law at Leningrad State University, Putin joined the KGB, the Soviet intelligence agency's infamous position, where he rose through the ranks during the final years of the Cold War. His service in East Germany during the 1980s provided him with valuable experience in espionage and foreign affairs that shaped his worldview and leadership style. With the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, Putin moved into politics, serving in various roles in the Russian government before catching the eye of President Boris Yeltsin, who appointed him prime minister in 1999. Putin's meteoric rise to power culminated in his election as president. He would hold that position for the next 8 years before stepping aside to become prime minister under his successor, Dmitry Medvedev. Nevertheless, Putin remained Russia's de facto leader, wielding considerable influence behind the scenes. In 2012, he returned to the presidency for a third term and in 2018 was re-elected for another six-year term, solidifying his grip on power and cementing his status as one of the most dominant figures in modern Russian history. Throughout his tenure, Putin cultivated an image of strength and stability, appealing to Russian nationalist sentiment while suppressing dissent and consolidating control over the country's political and economic institutions. His authoritarian rule has drawn condemnation from human rights groups and Western governments. But Putin's popularity at home remains strong, buoyed by a combination of state-controlled media, economic stability, and nationalist rhetoric. Vladimir Putin's tenure as Russia's supreme leader has been marked by a disturbing pattern of violence and repression, both at home and abroad. Since rising to power in 1999, first as prime minister and then as president, Putin has displayed a penchant for authoritarianism, consolidating control over various aspects of Russian society while suppressing dissent and opposition. His rule has been marked by a series of high-profile cases of repression of political opponents, journalists, and activists who dared to challenge his authority. The list of victims includes Boris Nemtsov, a prominent opposition figure assassinated in 2015 just steps from the Kremlin, and Anna Politkovskaya, an investigative journalist known for her critical reporting on the Chechen conflict who was murdered in 2006. These brazen acts of violence, coupled with the suspicious deaths and mysterious disappearances of other regime critics, have fostered a climate of fear and intimidation in Russia, where speaking out against the government can have deadly consequences. Beyond its borders, the Putin regime has engaged in a range of aggressive and destabilizing activities, from its annexation of Crimea in 2014 to its support for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine and its military intervention in Syria. The poisoning of former Russian intelligence officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter in the United Kingdom in 2018, using a nerve agent believed to be of Russian origin, further underscored Putin's willingness to resort to violence to eliminate perceived threats, even on foreign soil. Under Putin's leadership, Russia has become increasingly isolated on the world stage, viewed with suspicion by Western democracies for its flagrant disregard for human rights and international norms. Despite mounting criticism and sanctions from the international community, Putin has shown no sign of relenting in his authoritarian tactics, auguring a troubling future for Russia and its people under his iron-fisted rule. First in Russia, where leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny was reported dead tonight. The opposition. Alexei Navalny, widely regarded as Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent inside the country, tragically died after losing consciousness during a walk in the Polar Wolf Arctic prison where he was being held serving a 30-year sentence, authorities announced. The untimely death of Navalny, a 47-year-old former jurist, represents a major loss for Russia's diverse opposition, which is losing its most prominent figure as Putin consolidates his position ahead of upcoming elections that could extend the former KGB agent's rule until at least 2030. Navalny's journey is a testament to courage, determination, and unwavering commitment to combating corruption in the Russian government. Born on June 4, 1976, in Putin's Russia, Navalny grew up in a country in political and economic turmoil. He studied law at the Russian State Law Academy and later earned a master's degree in securities and currency law from Yale University. Navalny's education laid the foundation for his future endeavors as an anti-corruption activist. Navalny rose to prominence in the late 2000s with his popular blog, which exposed corruption and embezzlement in the Russian government and state-owned companies. His fearless approach and sharp wit earned him a huge following, with thousands of Russians joining his cause. In 2011, Navalny played a pivotal role in the anti-government protests that swept Russia. He fearlessly took to the streets, demanding transparency and accountability from the government. Navalny's charisma and ability to mobilize the masses made him a force to be reckoned with. In 2013, Navalny announced his candidacy for mayor of Moscow. Despite facing numerous obstacles and a highly skewed political landscape, he managed to secure an impressive 27% of the vote, finishing second in the race. This achievement cemented his status as a prominent opposition figure in Russia. However, Navalny's political journey was not without its challenges. He faced numerous arrests and legal battles, often on trumped-up charges, as the Russian government attempted to silence his voice. But Navalny refused to back down, establishing himself as a symbol of resilience and defiance in the face of adversity. Navalny's popularity continued to grow, fueled by his tireless pursuit of justice and unwavering commitment to exposing corruption. He launched the Anti-Corruption Foundation, an organization dedicated to investigating and exposing the wrongdoing of Russian officials. In 2017, Alexei Navalny, undeterred by the Kremlin's attempts to suppress the opposition, boldly announced his candidacy for the Russian presidency, mounting a direct challenge to Vladimir Putin's entrenched authority. Despite Navalny's widespread popularity and growing base of support, the Russian government was quick to disqualify him from the race, citing a prior criminal conviction widely seen as politically motivated. Nevertheless, Navalny's aspirations for political change persisted, serving as a rallying point for those disillusioned with the Putin regime and its grip on power. Navalny's influence transcended Russia's borders and spread across the globe, thanks to his relentless crusade against corruption and abuse of power. His investigative reporting, most notably his exposé of Putin's opulent palace, exposed the extravagant lifestyles of Russia's elite and garnered widespread attention, further cementing Navalny's reputation as a formidable adversary of the Kremlin. Then, in August 2020, Navalny's life was thrown into dangerous uncertainty. While en route from Siberia to Moscow, he suddenly fell into critical condition, succumbing to symptoms indicative of poisoning. Subsequent investigations revealed that Navalny had been laced with a nerve agent known as Novichok, a deadly substance with origins dating back to the Soviet era. Navalny's poisoning reverberated around the world, sparking a storm of outrage and condemnation of the Russian government. His urgent evacuation to Germany for medical treatment marked a pivotal moment in the saga in which Navalny's resilience and tenacity became emblematic of the fight against authoritarianism. Miraculously, Navalny defied the odds, staging a remarkable recovery that captured the world's attention and inspired hope amidst adversity. The brazen attack on Navalny not only highlighted the dangers facing those who dare to challenge status quo in Russia, it also intensified scrutiny of Putin's regime, prompting renewed scrutiny and condemnation from the international community. Navalny's poisoning served as a stark reminder of the lengths to which the Kremlin will go to silence dissent and maintain its grip on power. And it prompted renewed calls for accountability and justice on a global scale. Despite his imprisonment, Alexei Navalny's voice continues to resonate, reaching far beyond the confines of his cell. In the interview, Navalny spoke candidly about his arrest, imprisonment, and the conditions he faces in prison. He described the harsh realities of life behind bars, highlighting the overcrowding of cells, lack of medical care, and constant surveillance by prison authorities. Navalny's resilience and determination were evident as he spoke of his unwavering commitment to fighting corruption and seeking justice. He emphasized that his arrest and imprisonment affected not just him, but the entire fight for democracy and human rights in Russia. Navalny did not shy away from directly accusing Putin of orchestrating his poisoning and subsequent prosecution. He presented evidence and detailed the alleged involvement of Russian security forces in carrying out the attack. Navalny's accusations sent shockwaves through the international community, further fueling the notion that Putin was involved in his poisoning. The interview received significant international media attention, amplifying Navalny's message and exposing the realities of Putin's regime. Journalists and human rights organizations from around the world rallied to Navalny's support, demanding his release and calling for justice. In response to Navalny's allegations, Putin and his government continued to deny any involvement. They called Navalny's claims baseless and part of a Western-led campaign to undermine Russia's reputation on the international stage. Putin maintained that Navalny's arrest and imprisonment were lawful and not related to politics. Navalny's interview from prison galvanized his supporters, who took to the streets once again, demanding his release and denouncing the government's actions. The protests grew in size and intensity, with ordinary citizens courageously defying the authorities and risking their own safety to stand up for justice. Despite his imprisonment, Navalny's team at the Anti-Corruption Foundation continued their investigations into corruption in the Russian government. They published damning reports exposing the lavish lifestyles of senior officials and their alleged involvement in embezzlement and bribery. The international community continued to exert pressure on Russia. World leaders, human rights organizations, and ordinary citizens demanded Navalny's release and condemned the government's actions. Sanctions were imposed against individuals and entities allegedly involved in Navalny's persecution. In a strong message to his supporters, Navalny thanked them for their unwavering support and urged them to continue fighting for justice and democracy. He stressed that his case was not just about him, but about the future of Russia and the rights of its citizens. Navalny's family, especially his wife Yulia Navalnaya, have played an integral and tireless role in the relentless campaign for his release and the broader cause of justice and democracy in Russia. Yulia Navalnaya has emerged as a steadfast and influential advocate, fearlessly confronting the oppressive tactics employed by the Russian government to suppress dissent and curb basic freedoms. Despite the inherent risks and constant pressure from the authorities, Navalnaya has remained undaunted, courageously speaking out against the injustices perpetrated by the Kremlin and tirelessly championing her husband's cause on both domestic and international platforms. Navalnaya's activism extends far beyond her personal struggles, as she passionately raises awareness about the plight of political prisoners in Russia, including Alexei Navalny himself. Through her unwavering commitment and courageous efforts, Navalnaya has become a beacon of hope and resistance against authoritarianism, garnering support in Russia and drawing attention around the world. In the face of adversity and intimidation, Navalnaya has steadfastly held the Russian government accountable, demanding justice, accountability, and a restoration of democratic principles. Her calls for international solidarity have resonated with leaders and activists around the world, urging foreign governments to press Russia to respect human rights and uphold the rule of law. Julia Navalnaya's remarkable resilience and unwavering dedication to the cause of justice serve as an inspiration to countless individuals, galvanizing a movement for change and fostering hope for a more democratic and inclusive future in Russia. Despite the challenges ahead, Navalnaya's unwavering resolve reinforces the belief that even in the face of oppression, the pursuit of freedom and justice will ultimately prevail. Biden did not mince words when it came to naming those responsible for Navalny's death. Make no mistake, Putin bears responsibility for Navalny's death. The reactions. President Biden has taken a strong stance on the matter. He has publicly stated that there is no doubt that Vladimir Putin was responsible for Navalny's death. Biden has condemned the Kremlin for its actions and vowed to take action against Russia. The United States government is currently considering a range of options to punish Russia for its role in Navalny's death. Throughout this ordeal, Putin and his administration have consistently denied any involvement in Navalny's poisoning and have dismissed the allegations as baseless. Putin has maintained that Navalny's arrest and imprisonment are purely legal matters and are not politically motivated. Despite the challenges and risks, Navalny's supporters have remained steadfast in their fight for justice. Protests continue to erupt across Russia as ordinary citizens demand accountability and an end to government repression. Navalny's team, the Anti-Corruption Foundation, has also continued its work exposing corruption and advocating for change. They have pledged to continue Navalny's mission, ensuring that his voice will not be silenced even behind bars. The arrest and imprisonment of Alexei Navalny have shocked the international community and thrown the state of democracy and human rights in Russia into sharp relief. As the world watches, the question remains: will justice prevail, or will Navalny's case be yet another example of the government's iron grip on power? The relationship between Russia and the United States has been characterized by a complex interplay of cooperation, competition, and conflict, spanning decades of geopolitical maneuvering and ideological rivalry. Emerging from the ashes of World War II, the Cold War rivalry between the two superpowers defined much of the 20th century, as both nations vied for global supremacy and sought to extend their respective spheres of influence. The dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991 heralded a new era in Russian-American relations, initially marked by cautious optimism and cooperative efforts. However, tensions have resurfaced in the post-Cold War landscape as Russia grapples with its diminished status and seeks to reassert its influence on the world stage. Disputes over NATO expansion, missile defense systems, and human rights issues have fueled mutual distrust and animosity, exacerbating existing fault lines and hampering efforts at diplomatic reconciliation. Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea and its subsequent support for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine further strained relations, leading to a cycle of economic sanctions and diplomatic isolation. Meanwhile, allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and ongoing cyber attacks targeting U.S. infrastructure have heightened suspicions and prompted calls for a tougher stance against Moscow. Despite occasional attempts at dialogue and cooperation on issues of mutual interest, such as arms control and counter-terrorism, the relationship between Russia and the United States remains fraught with geopolitical rivalries and ideological differences, underscoring the enduring complexities of global power dynamics in the 21st century. Reactions to the tragic death of Alexei Navalny resonated around the world, reflecting a mix of shock, condemnation, and calls for accountability. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres did not mince words in attributing Navalny's death directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin, describing him as yet another victim in a long list of victims of the Putin regime. Guterres demanded justice and accountability, urging a thorough investigation into the circumstances surrounding Navalny's death. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese echoed these sentiments, lamenting Navalny's death as a loss for democracy and condemning the treatment he suffered. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong placed sole responsibility for Navalny's fate on the Russian government, highlighting its heroic opposition to Putin's repressive regime and expressing solidarity with the Russian people in their fight for freedom. UN Special Rapporteur on Torture Alice Edwards stressed the urgent need for investigations into credible allegations of torture against Navalny, deploring the Kremlin's blatant disregard for human life and the rule of law. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak praised Navalny as a fierce defender of Russian democracy, while Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson placed the blame for Navalny's death squarely on the Russian authorities, in particular Putin himself. EU Council President Charles Michel and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, together with EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, held the Putin regime responsible for Navalny's death, vowing to spare no effort in seeking justice and demanding that Russia adhere to international norms and standards. NATO Secretary General James Stoltenberg stressed the need for a thorough investigation to shed light on the facts surrounding Navalny's death. Meanwhile, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte expressed regret over Navalny's tragic end, attributing it to his fight for democratic values against corruption. Latvian President Edgars Rinkevičs underlined the brutality of Navalny's murder, emphasizing the true nature of the current Russian regime under Putin and calling for solidarity with the Russian people in their quest for freedom and justice. Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipsky condemned Russia as a violent state that silences those who dare to dream of a better future. He drew parallels between Navalny's fate and other murdered dissidents such as Boris Nemtsov and urged the international community to stand firm against tyranny and oppression. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley denounced President Trump's alignment with Putin, highlighting Putin's history of silencing political opponents and holding American journalists hostage, underscoring the imperative to acknowledge the true nature of Putin's regime and advocating for a firm stance against Russian aggression. These reactions have underscored the global outcry over Navalny's death, with leaders and officials around the world demanding accountability and justice for his untimely passing. Relations and the broader geopolitical landscape, as well as the urgent need for concerted international action to confront authoritarianism and uphold democratic values. Many believe that Alexei Navalny's untimely death marks a somber moment, not only for Russia, but also for advocates for free speech and democracy around the world. Navalny's courageous stand against Vladimir Putin's oppressive regime symbolized the fight for political freedom and human rights in Russia, inspiring millions at home and abroad. His tireless efforts to expose corruption and challenge the Kremlin's authoritarian grip served as a beacon of hope for those fighting against tyranny and oppression. However, Navalny's tragic death at the hands of the Russian government underscores the grave dangers faced by those who dare to raise their voices against authoritarian regimes. His poisoning and subsequent death serve as a stark reminder of the lengths autocratic leaders will go to silence dissent and maintain their power. Furthermore, Navalny's passing deals a major blow to the prospects for freedom of expression and democracy in Russia, as his absence leaves a vacuum in the country's opposition movement and emboldens repressive forces. In a broader context, Navalny's death serves as a wake-up call to the international community, highlighting the urgent need to uphold and protect fundamental rights to freedom of expression. It underscores the importance of holding authoritarian regimes to account and standing in solidarity with those who continue to fight for freedom and justice. Navalny's legacy as a champion of freedom of expression will endure as a reminder of the ongoing struggle for democracy and human rights in an increasingly turbulent world. The implications of Navalny's death extend far beyond Russia's borders, reverberating across the global community and prompting renewed concern about the state of freedom of expression and democracy worldwide. His killing sends a chilling message to activists, journalists, and dissidents everywhere, underscoring the risks associated with challenging authoritarian regimes and exposing corruption. Navalny's fate serves as a stark reminder of the precariousness of freedom of expression in many parts of the world, where those who dare to speak out against injustice often face violence, persecution, and even death. Furthermore, Navalny's death represents a setback for the global fight for democracy, emboldening autocratic leaders and undermining efforts to advance freedom and human rights. In the face of rising authoritarianism and repression, the international community must redouble its efforts to defend and protect freedom of expression, ensuring that individuals can speak out without fear of reprisal or persecution. This requires holding repressive regimes accountable, supporting civil society organizations and independent media, and standing in solidarity with those who continue to fight for freedom and justice. Navalny's death serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing battle for democracy and human rights in an increasingly uncertain world and underscores the importance of remaining vigilant and steadfast in the face of adversity. We have heard his words, but it remains to be seen what action the rest of the world will take against Russia in response to Navalny's death. And so this brings us to the end of this video. To watch more videos like this, click on the cards on your screen. M.